You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. It is a delight to be here. I am your host, Dr. Edvige, welcoming you in today and to let you know how much you are truly loved and appreciated for tuning in, because I know you have made the choice to be here in this moment. And so, really, what does that mean? So let's all just quiet ourselves. Let's uncross our hands and our feet. Let's take a breath and really come into this moment. So inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Letting go of all of the concerns of the day, for they really don't matter. In this moment, we are here joined together. So, as you know, Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living, for it is our divine birthright. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. And so we are all on this journey together. So with that said, I'm going to bring on my guest. Of course, everyone's familiar with Patrick Cartron, as it were. And so, Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am so here. How are you doing, Edwige?
I am well, thank you.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. We get to talk again. That's great.
Yeah, it's always fun. It's always a delight.
It's just so amazing what you do, what you offer. I'm just excited to be here. You know how it is. It's kind of like you get a little bit thrown off from life back and forth, but I tell you what, we all stay on course, and it gets to be more and more beautiful each day.
Absolutely. You know, and the more that we are consciously doing this, staying on course, it seems like the easier it gets to be on course, you know. And so when we got together and decided that we were going to do this show again, you asked me how deep I wanted to go, what did we want to discuss? And I said, let's really go as deep and as real as we can make today's conversation be, because awakening isn't for the meek of heart. And so it's time that we stand fully in our power and take that responsibility. So let's really sock it to them.
Okay. Well, you know, you're really asking for it here.
I love it.
It's so weird. Each one of these things that I'm doing, and I'm doing a few more nowadays, are so different, because each time that we get this together, it's a different level of consciousness. Even the people that you know change every day. And so in order to coalesce a new possibility at each time, it's like a whole new beginning. And that's what's really cool about the whole thing. So that's what we're going to do. So Cartron will be coming through soon, and that's what's
good. Yep, you need to spend some training time.
Some what time?
I don't know who that is that came in. Let's see. Yeah, that wasn't me. That's okay.
Okay.
More people are coming in, and so they need a... Let me just quiet everyone down. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like life. You never know what's really going on until it really happens. And so I'm going to just, this is really weird. You know, I've had some very interesting times lately, and it was just these changes that I was dealing with. And it turned out to be basically very different than what I've conventionally done for 20 years. And it was a level to allow me to break down into a way that I allowed myself to release the whole picture of what I am about and what Cartron is about and what the whole canvas of polarity and good and evil and light and dark and all that is. And that was on Friday the 13th. And so what I did was I basically told the world, that's it, you know, hey, if you don't like it, stop doing your work, and then just, you know, renegotiate your agreement and watch the universe get it better and let heaven do the work and basically have heaven and hell get a room. And so it was like I was in an interesting mood because I'd been exhausted helping people. And that then allowed me to be someone who was saying it's okay to not have to be perfect. This then allowed the people to start coming in a different way. And it was very exciting to watch because they started coming to the aid. And it was like, you know, then they started doing all this amazing stuff, offering certain things and stuff. So it was like being there and available then allowed me to kind of get a new breath. It was this new breath that allowed me a reset. And then it started growing into a better and better situation to the point where now I am really ready to make it happen in a way that it's supposed to. Because I was basically saying it was enough on that level. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that are in that same place where the life that they've had up to this moment, that's enough of this because it's time to really start getting into the position of who we truly are and why we're here so that we can really, really fulfill the lives of destiny that we were made for.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I was basically, I think I was giving the voice of the light worker who was saying, you know what? That's enough. I need to have a better life with more resources and all these things that are required in order for me to do the greater work. So that's what happened, and now I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to wake up. In fact, there's going to be a retreat next week, Cartron's first retreat. We're going to beta test it up in Sedona. And so that's going to be interesting.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, this is called the Portals of Heaven, and this is about Portals of Destiny. I got to check it out. And so this is basically opening the gateways between the realms and joining them together and seeing what's going to happen. As such, this beta type retreat is to come up with a way to prototype all retreats in the future. And so that's what is going to happen. So I am ready to move forward in a way that everybody really needs me to and the way that I need myself to. And I just want to say that everybody has been really great and very positive, reinforcing, and powerful. And I've just been I feel very good about continuing because it was too easy for me just to walk away from it. But now I'm ready to move it forward. And so if you and your listening audience are ready to move it forward, so am I. And we can start doing that in this show today.
Perfect. You know, and that's a question I wanted to ask you because I understand the responsibility that comes with having particular gifts, especially what, you know, Cartron. And it's not always easy. And, you know, people are always listening to you and looking up to you. Do you find at times that there is some unreasonable pressure or how is it for you? And, you know...
Well, I was in a Kenji Kamara workshop. Cartron was a guest presenter up in Lake Louise where Archangel Michael has his hood in Canada. And Kenji said, you know what, take the person that's giving you the most trouble and put him in front of you. And it was one of his activation meditations, which he's still good at. And I said, okay, and guess who it was? It was my future self. So I was giving myself the greatest hassles of anybody. And so it really put me in this thing of like, how can I yell at myself? It's like, darn it, this doesn't work. No, I'm supposed to have an enemy. It's supposed to be someone wrong here. And I'm like, well, if you don't have anybody wrong, then there's nothing right. Oh, so I got a wonderful reality checks, so my future self would just sit there and say, you know what we're talking about. It's like, ooh.
You know what, though? Burr. You know how important what you just said is, because everyone listening and those who will listen at a later date hear what he just said. We put these obstacles in front of us, or these perceived obstacles, and we blame our not getting our stuff or any limitation on all this outside, right? This person did that, or why didn't God do this today, or this person is causing that to happen. My boss is really ticking me off. And when he got right down to it, in the space of truly opening up, it was his self, his future self. And that's it,
yeah.
Folks. You are your block.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm kicking my own ass. That's like that Jim Carrey movie, Liar, Liar. It's like, damn it. And so it just was, it was frustrating to be frustrated at myself that I couldn't have anything to be frustrated about.
Exactly.
So,
it's like, dagnabbit, I can't be mad at anyone but me. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't do intoxicating substances. I don't do bad habits because I just kind of became this boring, habitual, non-habitual person, and I get all this light energy, and now I can't even use that as an excuse, and I was like going, oh, man, I don't want to be a goody two-shoes. So it was really cute that I was looking at my back at myself, and I'm going, oh, my God, I so invoked these people in my life who appear to be giving me the trouble, and I was kicking my own ass with them. So all these people got on my case, and like you said, are there unreasonable demands? Yeah, I'm going to look in the mirror and say, oh, heck yeah, right? So it was like, come on. And so that was a nice reality check for me. And so what I realized also is that by not being able to be there for people, it allowed the people to start being there for themselves by assisting and offering these things that would allow me to continue to be empowered to be able to really finish what we all started, such as a lot of the Christ Club. They're coming back. You know they're going to finish what they started and stuff like that. You yourself, you know, you've had, this is not your first merry-go-round of a life. And, you know, you're here to really get the job done this time, right?
Absolutely. Indeed.
Yeah. So what is that going to take? It means that we are not going to just sit here on the sidelines because guess what? Somebody stole the bleachers and the fence is melting that we use for indecision.
So then how do we come together collectively to really start to move this forward? I mean, really, to feel the move.
Good question. Why don't we all answer it for ourselves? Because there's really nobody up on stage anymore except for the ones of ourselves that are being called forth. And guess who's having us do that? It's us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now as we kind of look in that collective mirror and we are looking at ourselves as the new myth, then it's time to really start coming together and doing what it takes to get the job done. And it isn't about going over and telling somebody what they should or should not do. And I'm still figuring this out. In fact, my own retreat kind of scares the hell out of me because I'm going, oh, my God, I got to actually be someone who's able to fulfill every claim that I said I'm going to do. Someday I'm going to be in my power and I'm going to do this or that. So it is a collective answer that comes from the collective query to creation itself that allows us to say, what is it going to take to really finish what we started?
Mm-hmm.
And so I am here as a witness to my own possibility and for the people to realize that I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to take it the rest of the way. And so if your audience and anyone else who is ready is going to do this, then we are all going to do our part. Instead of just sitting there having someone tell us, okay, you're going to do this and that now, it's like we are all going to get our books of destiny and they are blank journals. And this means that we are taking responsibility, we are being accountable, we are going to do what it's necessary to get the job done, and if everybody gets together, we are going to lift ourselves up, and first on individual, then group, then collective levels, into that paradigm that I personally feel that I have successfully connected with on my quantum road trips recently, where we met at the Shift back in November, that started me on that journey, and I made it to this level.
Amen.
And now I can look back, but I'm not going to live there.
Exactly.
And so
yes.
I've done, this is my third quantum road trip, and I'm going to be doing my retreat where my walk-in thing happened in 87. And as well as then, there's going to be a music festival. Cartron's probably going to be on stage with live musicians, and we're going to take the consciousness and start doing it in these guided awakenings. And
absolutely.
So when people start joining, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's when we take our energy and we say, oh, yeah, here we go, and we start raising it up. And so there's some simple ways to do that, and maybe we can let Cartron talk about it on how to do this. But I'm here to tell you right now on your show that I am ready to go the distance, to do what it takes to fulfill my destiny, and I'm going to take all you with me. So
let's
if you
go.
Want me to do this, then you guys are going to be doing your part, and we will call you on your stuff, and we are going to do this together, because there's nothing like fulfilling your destiny to be really fulfilling in life.
Yeah, and I am ready. So let's bring Cartron in and begin.
Okay, cool. And then Cartron will scan and tell you how long you've been waiting to be ready. Oh, gosh, 13,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will talk to you later. Cartron's going to come through and harass the local life forms called humanity, and let's see what happens. Hello, Edwige.
Hello, Cartron.
How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. Thank you.
We are already peeking into a spiritual closet.
And?
And everyone else who said, okay, if you guys want, we will begin the process of creating a guided awakening on your show today.
Yes, please.
We are scanning everybody who are consenting, and just realize that for those who wish, we can take them up to a new level, something that will really, really, really give you a nice situation that will really help you to touch your own destinies today.
Okay.
And so as we are talking, we are scanning. And we are looking at, let's see, oh, there is a different future that's coming in now. There's a compendium of things that we are scanning to talk about. And so what it will appear to be will be a bunch of disparate perceptions. But when you look at the show in its entirety after it is complete, you will find that it is creating a structure of holographic perception. And this will then allow people who wish to facilitate the ability to observe things and perceive things differently, primarily from the quantum realm. You yourself, we have watched you evolve in such beautiful ways. Your soul is coming in, you are landing, your balancing's coming into yourself, you are becoming a very, very amazing awakened gift for the world. Do you feel that that has been happening recently?
Oh, yes.
So as someone who is a voice of the many, then you would probably safe to say that you are representation of a collective sector of humanity of a similar level of awakening and consciousness, yeah?
Yes.
Therefore, when we speak to you about this, we speak to your audience, and a lot of you right now, we are scanning, are resonating with this. Now, there have been several ascensions before, but none of them really did the job. This is not a history lesson, and oh, really? This is about creating something that will create a new level of what we call an ascension that will then assist you guys in doing your part of facilitating the embodiment of the divine into this world. Is that acceptable?
Yes. It is.
Ooh, we so got you now. We have your liability waiver signed. You can ask for it later in the legal department. So if that was supposed to be a joke, if it's not got a good laugh, we will put it in the department of fermentation and let it be just right when we bring it out again. And so here we go. We are going to do some processes today, and this will be about bringing in the highest divine energy into your most practical level of your lives. Would that be good?
Yes, it would.
Oh, yeah, baby. We are so going to rock and roll because we know you've got that in you. Your innate ability is to give a shout out to the cosmos on behalf of your own local species. That's nice. And so, meaning humanity. And so this is going to be a very interesting thing, and we may attempt to do things. Patrick has gone through some major alchemical meltdown, breaking through and clearing off of the dross and the refinement process. And so as we have facilitated his process, we are going to begin that with everyone else who wishes to have that. Now, some of you may have felt like you have been overly done in the broster of life, overly caught, vibrationally thermonucleared from within, gone through hell and back so much that you don't have any more places to punch your ticket. Creating these new possibilities so much and watching them crumble right at the last moment. Or, you know, things like being around people that you swear weren't as stuck on stupid as they were before. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you are no longer relating to the local life forms called humanity that you are in. Mm-hmm. It is this disalienation and these other things that we are talking about, which is preparing you to be available to the divine opportunity that is you. And so in order to do that perfectly prepared feast of divinity, it must the cooking of the things that to make the ingredients perfect is required. And so this discomforting position that some of you are admitting that you it was probably your own higher self that were controlling the dial on the oven, now are getting ready to be prepared. We have known some people that have gone through cooking. One person was for 5 months trying to make it shut off, and it was her own higher self. And so it was this energy that was, if you do this now, or had did it already, gone through your howls and all of that, then you would be ready now to assume your positions, not at the rate of humanity, but at the rate of a deity coming in to fulfill its destiny. The light workers are now becoming upgraded for your information. They are being relegated to the level of awakened master. Mm-hmm. You guys are getting ready to open your powers. And through the edicts of full disclosure, you are to be known that you will be going through certain mutations. You will also be going through certain adjustments of a mutatable level, and it will be activating certain gene sequences and God codes within you to help you to go from carbon-based to crystalline DNA structures. This will then allow you in your crystalline-based self, which is that which can be a vessel that can hold the energy. In other words, your crystal light body is your present self, and your carbon-based body is your individual self. As such, you become these conduits of measure, these pillars of heaven that then allow us to transmit the energy. Now, if you were still in the dank dungeons of life, polarity, intensity, and density, and we brought in that energy through you, someone might really get hurt, so to speak, because the vibrations are too disparate and too conflicting. And so what you have been having done with and to you is literally to be cooked up to the level to where all this stuff is shed. There has been a parasitic frequency that has literally attached itself to the host. It could be polarity, it could be life force extraction, it could be pseudo-timelines, and another multitudes or plethoras of adverse possibility. as such, that had to be cooked enough to where it literally, the parasitic frequency of death, the paradigm of death, which is what a lot of you are leaving, was vibrationally separated from the paradigm of life, so it couldn't hold on to the host anymore. As such, you are now prepared to be awakened, and we are going to start the activation codes for you in the show. So for those who are ready, we will begin very soon after a conclusion of our explanation. So what this does is it takes you, jettisons those things to hold on to you, and helps you to achieve the level of buoyancy of your frequency that is your natural state as beings of light. This then will allow you in your natural states to meet your same vibrational resonance instead of the adversity that so many of you are now recovering from. This pre-cooking then allows you to get into a very comfortable state, because what's going to happen is you are jettisoning your roles of responsibility and accountability for those whom you have held the light for. As such, you being released from these positions, you get up to this wonderful level of your natural states of being vibrationally, the rest of reality that you have been holding it for get to have their own responsibility. It no longer will then be able to feed on your energy or your life force or your destiny. For when it feeds on your energy or your life force, it literally steals your destiny from you. Because that energy is for your life, your soul, your destiny, your awakening, your fulfillment as a gift from heaven to be a part of the new heaven on earth. So as that is no longer an aspect of this equation, you get to that state, and then you can open up to the divine frequencies that will then allow us to transmit to your presence body the energies into this earth plane that will say, oh yeah, baby, let's rock and roll. So that's what Patrick also released in his alchemical breakdown. He was decomposing of that possibility. And it is that energy that many of you are jettisoning now. You are all going through your timely deaths while still being in the realm of the, quote, living, those embodied. And so, right now, we are going to start the process, and we're going to bring in the vibrations to start anchoring and securing yourselves into these new levels for yourselves. How does that sound, Henry?
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, rock and roll, yeah. You are one of those. Of course you are. We work it now.
Let's work it.
Okay, so now let's bring in our hood. Archangel Michael, please sound the clarion call as we open the portal to the Grand Hall of the Archangels. We now call upon the Muses of Fate and open a portal to them. We open a portal, Saint Germain, to the Ascended Master Realms. And this is not a high council portal. This is the General Assembly, which is basically considered the Ascended Masters gathered in a circle, and the floor opens up to the human realm. Okay, so this is like the bottom of the temple becoming a giant high-definition hollow screen. Yeah, baby. And so, which sometimes are envisioning ponds and stuff up in the gardens of the great ladies and stuff. We also now open a portal to the High Council of Arcturus. We open a portal to the High Council of Sirius. We open a portal to the High Council of Andromeda. We open a portal to the High Council of the Pleiadian-Venusian Alliance. We open a gateway to the General Assembly Chambers of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. We open a gateway to the Karmic Board and to the Halls of Judgment. Greetings, great and mighty councils of light, and thank you so much for attending this sacred enclave of awakening invoked through Edwige's show. Yeah, let's work this thing. Okay, councils, this is time for one of the exoduses in this show of these beings to go from the old to the new paradigm. They have, in consenting to be a part of this process, have then agreed to be raised up vibrationally so that they can be jettisoned from these vibrations of existence and survival then this will then get them to the capacities of life, eventually to the realm of lifestyle. Okay, so now we are going to open up a giant pillar in this collective group. Everyone, this is quantum state work, so just imagine this, follow along. The explanation can happen later on in life. So now we're going to imagine all of us in a giant circle of awakening. A portal opens up above us, so the archetypal gateway is about 38 feet above us. So just see this gateway made of lavender light opening up. And now we are, this will be a dodecahedral, so it will be like a lavender glass god gate. And now we are going to bring in a pillar, and this is a very huge gateway, great council that we have assembled on your show, Edwige, now and in the future, and, by the way, in the past. And so now we're going to take, and we're going to send this pillar of light down through, and this will be kind of like a pearlescent lavender. Counterclockwise, here it comes. See it in the center of us as a group. Now we're going to expand this out, and this pearlescent energy will then take all of that base metals of our lives and start transmuting them into the precious metals of our possibilities. So now, as this wave comes towards us and we are immersed in it and it just keeps flowing past us, then we can feel ourselves alchemically transmute. As this happens, just allow this to be released. Each of you are now being given a God gate, which will be about 5 feet up, 4 feet across. Envision the same gateway above your head now. Everyone who have their existing portals, reignite them. We now put in the same lavender pearlescence in the pillars of each individual. And so now we are just going to expand that out so your whole body is immersed in this swirling vortex of this beautiful divine frequency of the pearlescent vibration, the size of your body. And so now, everyone, just we are going to allow this to swirl through us. It's like a beautiful ice cream cone. Yeah, baby, licked me. Oops. So now we're going to have the angels come through, and we are going to now, on the count of three, see this violet field below our feet, and it's going to raise up through us, sweeping through us. And on the count of three, this is going to happen as we take the deepest breath we've ever had and release all things that are not in our lives. The diseases that you have, the adversity, the debt, the imbalance, the imperfections, the wrong things like relationships and other things. Okay, everybody? One, two, three. Nice deep breath. Let all of the wrong go in your life. Now, the violet light now sweeps up from below to above. The pearlescent fills in all of these voids of these spaces of polarity. And now we are ready, as we make already our vessels of crystalline substance. And so now, everybody, in these fine print on this that you must be given notice on, is that there will be a new level of responsibility that will come with this. It means that you will be walking your spiritual talk. That means that you will be fulfilling what you are saying you are going to do in this world. Now, this does not mean grab a shovel and dig a ditch from here to whatever destination. It means that you are going to start becoming available as a divine vessel of light and a pillar of substance and energy from the divine realms to this world. For those who continue this, you are consenting to becoming the vessels of heaven. And through you shall we transmit the new codes of destiny in the new divine plan that awakens you to this part of identity. So now, as we do this, we're going to open up, literally, you know, the pearly gates in the Bible. We're going to make a portal above the archetypal one. So this will be made of the same pearlescent substance. One, two, three. Okay, from this we will now open up a gateway inside of that one, and this will be to the crucible of creation known as the heart of God. This energy will come with it, a level of responsibility and accountability that you as responsible sovereigns of the light will now embrace your highest possibility and then go through those actions and motions and be available to transmute all of those things that are in your way. For it is you who are invoking this, anything in your way, any issues, anything else, it's time for you to become the honed, refined, tuned up, precision engine, pillars of heaven that we require of the divine realms to transmit these new codes for humanity. This will then help humanity to be freed from the codes, the bondage matrix, which was the mortality code and stuff. Okay, so now in that pearlescent gateway, it opens up above the archetypal gate that we opened up with the pearlescent lavender. And now we opened up, which is like so, it's like a clear white hot portal above that one. Now we're going to bring through a pearlescent pillar in the center of this lavender pearlescence, like this. Okay, allow this to come into each of your bodies through your own gateway. Now we are going to allow this kind of like a white-hot creation to now come descend down and be the core around which this this centrix shall rotate. Okay, so now we bring this through. Anybody who is ready, we're going to send a pearlescent pulse through your body. 1, 2, 3, now. Just feel it like a gentle compression or a hard concussion, and it's going out through your body. This is a resetting of your codes. We are releasing you from the bondage matrix. And now they're going to bring in the pearlescent pillar down, descending through you. And that is actually the white one from the crucible. We're going to leave that alone. That's going to be your highest path. And so now, Archangel Michael, prepare to open the Book of Life. Now, turn to the pages of each one of those so assembled in this holy union. And now we will reread their covenants. This rereading of the covenants will be to basically opening up the Book of Genesis of yourselves as souls and sparks of life from Source. This then, on the count of three, will be read through you, literally through you. The words will vibrate through you. Then we'll reset you to the original code structures that are without distortion. Edwige, are you, and do you think your audience is ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Then, Michael, please. Say the great and holy solar tongue invocation. And just feel these are words like fire letters, but not. This is more primordial. Allow yourselves to be restructured towards the light. So this then may have a great conflict or difference between who you, this is, this energy that you guys are feeling right now compared to the life that you are dealing with or just came from, like recovering paradigm holics. And so it is this energy which may seem like a great dichotomy or separation. But realize it is that which will then resonate from that pearlescent destiny, and it will resonate down into your physicality. Now this is not some big jolty thing, everybody. This is then going to resonate through you, and then it will go through all those parts of adversity and give it a holy blessing. This holy blessing will be sanctioned by the angelic realms of divinity, and this will then be administered and overseen by the ascended masters. Saint Germain, make the preparations, please. And then this will allow the God codes to be reset, but first there must be a clearing. It's like the Comforter of the Holy Spirit. Biblically speaking, the Comforter of the Holy Spirit was the destroyer that made way. But in this case, we are going to do it much more gently than old school Armageddon. And so, now everybody, just breathe through the pearlescent stuff. Those of you who have had fear from what we just said, breathe through it, release it, and watch it go instead of being embodied in you anymore. Guess we just scared the hell out of you. If you don't have any hell left, what do you got? Lots more heaven. And so now, everybody, breathe this pearlescent energy into your body. Just take that breath. Okay? I feel it swirling through the cellular structures of your organic corporeal temple called your body. Feel the rhythm of creation of the universe. It is a symphony, a pulse, as it goes through, and it weaves a new energy through your structures. It then tears away those blemishes in your costumes of life, called existence, intellect, and even your spirits get cleansed. Okay, so now we are going to take and, above your personal God gates, not at the archetypal level, but above your God gates, is, let's do a nice little time editing thing. And we are going to now put a marker in the continuum. There's a thing called the white timeline. Just imagine it as a beautiful time of perfection. Above that, it's above where your guides would stand, which are above your God gates. So we're going to put a marker in that timeline now. And now we are going to pick, say, we're going to do it in November. Let's say November 15th. So this is a test. Okay, so this is how many months? August, September, October, November. So we're going to do 4 months from now. Everybody, we're going to put another marker. We're moving the timeline. We're going to put a marker there on November 15th, 2014. Now, okay, so then on the count of three, see your perfect heavens. One, two, three, what does your life have in it? Find an event or something that you really, really want in your life. Something so beautiful that your life is fulfilled, your fantasies are embodied, you have everything you want, whatever. Just pick something. Not the whole life. Just pick an event. That's how we have a controlled experiment. Okay? See it all perfect, really big, bigger than you can imagine. Okay? Imagine even bigger and more amazing. Now, take this energy, and then on the count of three, you're going to take this energy, and we're going to run it backwards to this moment, and it's going to become reverse engineered from that perfect time, okay, to this present time of this session. One, two, three. So just live it backwards from the perfection, and you just get smaller, 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 smaller until you get to we are right now. Okay? Now we're going to run an energy forward, and we're going to then energize this. Do you think everybody's ready at Weesh to energize a perfected event in the future?
Yes.
Okay. For those who wish to do this, if you're not sure, you don't have to. You can just watch other people run the race. One, two, three, we're going to send a pulse light of this pearlescent energy. See, this is a divine energy, and it will gracefully draw, like a vortex, those things you require. So one, two, three, this is pulsing from now to the four-month mark, like this. Just pulse it forward. So what we've done, everybody, is we've started a momentum. We've created a template. We've created an endpoint manifestation. So that's the omega. We've started the alpha now. So this then allows us to begin the process of fulfilling those things. One of the things to request whenever dealing with these situations like this is to ask for all lessons to be gentle and beautiful, empowering, efficient, divine, peaceful, and wonderful, and very, very clear. So that then is, we took this energy that we created now and we started creating perfection. What this will do, will be bring up the issues that some of you will start realizing are in your life that are keeping you from fulfilling this divine possibility. So it won't be something really outside of you, everyone. It will be that which is within you that may come to present itself. This may present itself in the form of other people. This may present itself in the form of issues or agendas or whatever. But realize that there is nothing so solid in life as a divine possibility. So if anything is not working in your lives, everyone, as it comes up, just intend a better possibility. Just choose. Let the universe know how you're feeling. It isn't about you just taking the punches in life. It is about you becoming who you are. And so we started this energy for your audience, and let's see what happens in 4 months. If they do, Edwige will provide the trust account for all the lotteries that you guys win. That's a joke. And so, how are you feeling, Edwige?
I feel good. You know, the energies for me are always very strong, and you know how that happens with me. And so I feel very light. Everything is pulsing and vibrating, and I feel good.
Very good. It's amazing what you can do in 45 minutes on this planet. Hmm?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And so, what does, let's see, are you the kind that gets information from audience to find out what they want, or
So I believe that I just opened up the line for questions, and so if anyone has a question, put their hand up, and I will unmute you and let you ask that question. So we'll see what happens. I'll give everyone a moment to do that if anyone has a question. Goodness. You know, I have a question based on what you said, Cartron, about as we're going these next 4 months, if we find ourselves in something that we don't like or we don't want to be in, how do we let the universe know that that's not something that we want to have? How do we let the universe know that we want something changed? Do we go through the God gate ourselves? How does that process work for us individually in the next 4 months?
Can you hear Cartron correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the things is not to go above your God gate and shake your fist at your guide. So the ways to do it is basically to begin to observe your life objectively. It's where you will, if you're caught up in something, just kind of go into a quiet space inside and look at it and say, wow, look at this situation that I'm in, or look at what this person's doing. And you get to see yourself in this movie that seems really strange or is no longer appropriate or something you want in your life. Mm-hmm. Usually it has to do with really intense negativity, like Patrick has found himself basically becoming allergic to very, very stupid people lately, but that's his own issue. And so then it is this energy that then you just quietly observe, and by getting basically outside of your own life, you can then say, look at me in this situation. Now, what this does is it places you in objective observation, and it gives you a great vantage point compared to the subjective observation that you just left. And
okay.
So then you can start seeing some of the inner workings of it, because it is clarity, quiet, peace, and wisdom that comes from that within space that will then allow you to make a different choice or have a different level of information. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I think we have a call, and the area code is 516, and the last four digits are 1596, so I'm going to unmute you. Hello?
Hello.
Do you have a question for Cartron?
I do. This is Randy in New York.
Hello, Randy. Welcome in.
Thank you. Lovely. I understand myself more and more as essence, as soul realized, as a subtle body, and I accept that in physical form. Now, as I understand that, as I choose to see everything as an opportunity rather than a problem, in essence, that's easy, or I'm there. But in the physical form, when pain presents, like my right hip, my lower back, where energy gets congested, or my cravings for food and chocolate, or the irritating thought forms that come through the collective from some of the neighbors who haven't chosen to get away from judgment and ego and fear and things yet. So you see all these things that present in 3D in the physical as something to transmute and get through. Where can I link, where can I bring together the knowing of my essence and my soul with my physical body and my mind to bring those together?
The nature of your presence is one of the banes of enlightened beings throughout the centuries, actually throughout this yuga of 13,000 years. Some of the simple techniques that we deploy with people in our sessions is to facilitate them to become embodied. By not being caught up in the movie of your pain body, annoying neighbor existence, that is one version of your experience. As you then continue to go into that place where you start becoming yourself, your vibration elevates more and more, and then your movie starts changing according to it, because quantum perception defines the universe. So as your vibration changes and you rise up and you see things vibrationally different, it gets reflected back, so that annoying neighbor might start getting nicer, or all of this stuff. So then it basically starts shifting the hologram. As far as the pain body goes, just know that as you get to a higher and higher state, the pain or the dis-ease does not go with you. As you get into that state of balance, you might start doing things like craving different foods or changing your diet, which then starts clearing this up, or wanting to cleanse more, because even if people do substances as altering your consciousness or energy, then it doesn't work anymore, and you vibe out of those things that you've used for to arrive at a destination or escape from it. So this then starts changing the lifestyle on the physical, the dietary, and other levels. So as you just stay becoming yourself, this stuff starts changing naturally, because in the paradigm of this weird one, that's the one where you have the diseased body. In the new paradigm, you don't have that stuff. And a lot of people start getting younger. So that's that.
Did that answer your question?
So the place to bring the essence and the mind together is the body.
Yes, and so basically what it is that the energy is so discordant here in this polarized realm that the higher frequencies can't come in. It just literally cannot have a higher frequency, which is of harmony, of life, of tranquility. It cannot come in to an adverse field. This society is designed to keep its slaves intact, so it doesn't want you to escape. What if you suddenly had perfect health and peace and prosperity? You'd be much harder to control. So it's going to keep problems there in your life. By getting into the vibration of that quiet, it allows you to basically vibrationally go up to your natural state, because your natural state is, as you say, those levels of being under comprehending essence, body, and stuff like that. This isn't your hood. You're in this weird adversity. So as you do this, you naturally vibrate away from the paradigm of death, which the system is consistently obsessed with, to the paradigm of life, which is your true being. So thank you for that question. That probably answered it for a lot of people.
Thank you.
Love and gratitude to all.
Thank you. So, you know, very interesting question. And Kartron, as you know, my light body descended into me 2012. And so it is, even in all of this chaos, some of us are still in a position where we are getting the frequency and the vibration needed to receive our light body. What else can we do to for more people to raise their frequency? Just stay positive? I mean, what exactly can we do so that more people can move into the receiving of that part of themselves?
Well, Edwige, Daddy Kay is getting ready to take a bunch of his people up to his hood, so if you stay listening to Cartron, we'll create the perfect level of trouble and we'll do it together. How does that sound?
That sounds good. That sounds wonderful.
Yes, and then we'll begin the mass exodus. Ain't nothing been seen like this since the Anunnaki rebelled and made humanity. Oh, hallelujah. Can we say yeah?
Yeah. Wonderful. So are there any other questions? We are actually getting close to the time. So, Cartron, I do believe that's it. If we would allow, well, do you want to talk about the workshop or do you want Patrick to speak on it, the dates and all of that information?
Certainly. Basically, what this is a beta prototype of a new way to be able to create not really a workshop, because it's not a shop to work at. It's not a retreat, so we're not withdrawing. It is something that is kind of like an awakening to our natural states. And so as this happens, we are going to be opening up the portals of destiny, and this will then allow for the merging together. But this is all a beta prototype experiment. We will be doing this in Sedona, and this will be on vortex places to then open up the gates and other things. And so basically it will mean that for those participating, they will be recalibrated to a very high state of frequency and energy. If anybody has any energy not like that and they're not sure, make sure you don't sign up for one of these things. Good luck with that. You don't want Humpty and Dumpty to have an argument at the same time. You know, it's like, And so then it is that energy that we are going to be using to link up to the world. And there may be even a broadcast on that Saturday of the 26th of July that will allow for people to be a part of that. So even if you can't make this, you can tune in from the 23rd to the 26th and be a part of the Cartron experience and lend your energy to assist us in experimenting in mad science ways to create new possibilities for humanity. And if you mutate into some divine realm, then so be it.
So yeah. Be it. And so
yeah.
It is. And
yeah.
So it is.
So that's what we're going to do. And then we are going to probably go to the Portal Fest, and that will be August 1st through 3rd, where this being will find other tasty, new, fresh meat humans that we can then begin to do maybe sacred or guided awakenings and get people into a higher state to ecstatic dance and music.
Absolutely. So do you have contact information that you would like to give out for if anyone wanting to get?
Yes. So you can go to the Portal Fest. This is Patrick's department, you know. Then we are going to wrap this up, and then Patrick will say a conclusory statement about that real quickly. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Okay. So everyone is to know who chooses to. That you are these great and mighty shining examples of divinity and destiny. It is this possibility that you are going so far beyond what the human possibility could even have in it before. It is this amazing thing that you are part of, and regardless of who you are or what you're going through, you all have this moment in common. It is this beautiful gathering, you and your bodies, your souls, your light, and we are talking to the incarnates now, the ones in body, the disincarnates, that's a very different show. And so just realize, everybody, get it, ha ha, I ain't got nobody, ha ha. That you guys are here to really become that gift of life. And the way that you do that is become yourself by not becoming yourself. In the quantum state, knowing is a vehicle of accomplishment. And if you intend at the same time, then you have a very enchanted possibility presenting itself to you. Know that it will make you go through those things to help you to release those things which are keeping you from you keeping your own word in the heavens. So we will not back off, and neither will yourself, who will probably be the main one with the whip. But the reward will be so great, because imagine getting into a pattern where your life starts becoming magical, when you get pleasant experiences. The more you advance, the more prosperity they get, the more pleasant your life becomes, to the more ecstatic, to the more joyous, the more fantasy fulfilled. It's like, oh my goodness, can this be true? So the greater your life is, the easier it becomes. Is that worth it or what?
It certainly is
what is happening as you join into the new paradigm. The new paradigm of abundance and the new divine plan are what we are using to bring in the new destiny, which is the original destiny we fulfilled. So this being would like to say thank you so much for allowing us of the divine realms to be in service with you. And our monthly subscription to GodNet will be cheaper as we go along. That is a joke. And so we tried to make it like a cable show subscription. Oops. So, Edwise, thank you so much for helping us do that. And we're going to go so Patrick can do shameless plugs of a glorious incantation.
Sounds good. Thank
Farewell.
You. Farewell.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.